tonight when we start saying Shlichus. And perhaps there's one sentence that we say in Shlichus that maybe captures the essence of what Yochanan Yerayimot is all about. And that is, we say, Loi Bechesed, the Loi Bevasim, Botlu Samecha, we're approaching you, we're coming in front of you, that was Chesed, that was any special nice in Tevim, Kedalim of Hiroshim, the Fakmud Losecha, the banging on your doors, the knocking on your doors, like paupers. The Losecha, the Fakmud, Racha, the Chanam, we're knocking on your doors. You, Eivishter, who's such a Baal HaRachamim, no al tshivei nereka mufanecha. Don't send us away empty-handed. And this sentence seems a little bit repetitious. First we say, Kedalim v'choroshim v'chachim v'losecha. We're knocking on your doors like Dalim v'choroshim. And then we say again, Losecha d'chachim v'chachim v'chachim. We're knocking on your doors. No al tshivei nereka mufanecha. Why do we have to say that we're knocking on the Eibishter's doors twice? But perhaps over here lies the very essence of what Yom Ha'Yom is all about. The Rambam appears in the end of Rosh Hashanah when he says that on Yom Ha'Yom we don't say, on Rosh Hashanah we don't say, Hallel. The Rambam says, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are days of awe, and he gives a whole description of what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are all about. And in the middle he says that the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are days of Nivra Umono Yisrael, the days that we're escaping, we're running away Umono Yisrael, and where are we escaping to? Where do we run to? We run to Him. We're running away from the Eibishter. We're afraid. There's a din. And we're running away. But where do we go to? We go to Him. In this week's parasha, it says, Atem Yitom Hayem Kucha. And Rashi brings down the famous Medrash. Why is the parish of Atam Yitzhak right after the Kolos? Because when Kali Yisrael heard all the Kolos, 98 Kolos, it's the ice for the ones that it says the parish of the Kolosai. Ha'iriku Pneyem. Va'omu Miyuchal Amad Be'elu, how can we stand, how can we be kind after all these Kolos? His Kolmoshel Afaisam, Moshe Rabbeinu started to appease them. Atem Yitzok Mayoin, Har Be'echastem Amokem Davori, you did many Averis, but they also had Temploya, and he didn't wipe you out. Hare Atem Kayamu Mokonov. And what's Pshat over here in this Rashi? Over here Rashi is saying, don't worry, Moshe Rabbeinu told Kalisa, I just gave you all the Kolos, 98 Kolos that we had last week in Parash Kisavoy. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Kali Yisrael, don't worry, he didn't have any Averis, you don't have to worry, it's all Kayam. What's Moshe Rabbeinu telling them? I once heard of the Baal Kipshat, the Shemer Beli Berbach for the Shita. Is it the Sefta, in the Sefta Shabbos? The Sefta says, Rav Nahiru Yom Kippur, there's no calm of people more than Stoimim. The people from Stoimim were the calmest people. He was looking for a very calm place full of Nurukas and Nefesh. And he didn't find any place like that besides the stone. And flight went to sleep. What happened over here? What happened over here was that Lot looked at Avraham Avinu and he saw the Menuchas HaNefesh of Avraham Avinu. And he wanted to emulate it. And he wanted to be able to acquire that same Menuchas HaNefesh that he witnessed by Avraham Avinu. But the pshat is that a person, the reason why he's missing Menuchas HaNefesh is because a person is made up of two things. A person is made up of a neshama and he's made up of a guf. And a person, his whole life is fighting. Oy li yisri. Should I listen to my guf? Should I listen to my neshama? And we never could find peace. And we never could find Menuchas HaNefesh. And this is this fight that we have to go on to Seder. And this is our whole life. Oy li yisri. And Lloyd looked at Avraham Avinu and he saw a person that was at peace with himself. Lloyd looked at Avraham Avinu and he saw the Menuchas HaNefesh that Avraham Avinu had was by Avraham Avinu there was no crying. Avraham Avinu had made peace and he was going only after the neshama. And Lloyd wanted him to emulate that Menuchas HaNefesh, but he wasn't capable of doing it the way Avraham Avinu was. But he looked around and he saw there's another group of people that had the same Menuchas HaNefesh like Avraham Avinu. And that was by Stoyim. Stoyim, they also were at peace with themselves. Stoyim decided that they don't want to listen anymore to the Neshama. There's nothing else that they have to worry about. Only going after the goal. Zokta Tesefta, Eimel from Odom, Akhara from Mosn, yes, and Stoyim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, you want to know when are the klolos going to come? The klolos are going to come when, like it says in this week's parasha, k'mapecha stoyim v'amoyra avmol tzoyim. The klolos are going to come when Klal, when Chas v'Shalom, when Klal Yisrael becomes like avmol, like stoyim v'amoyra. When they are at peace with themselves. But if you are hariku p'neyem, if you have that fear, if you have the fear of Aveira, if you realize the repercussions of what Aveira is all about, you don't have to worry. Because if a person is in the matzah that he has, and he realizes he has a pachar of the Emadin, that itself is a gvaldik disposal. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, that Pehei Omer Aleph, talks about the Yisurim of Rebbe. The Gemara goes on to describe what a great Bal Yisurim Rebbe was. He had terrible Yisurim. And the Gemara says, Ayidei Maisa Bo, Vayidei Maisa Hoko. Rebbe's Yisurim came to him because of a miser. What was the miser? Da'u eglo, da'avi komam tulei l'shchita. There was this eagle, a calf, that they were bringing him to Shech. Ozal talia l'reisha bekam for the Rebbe. So this eagle, this calf, went and he hid under the Rebbe's coat, the kabachi, and the calf was crying. He was crying to Rebbe. He didn't want to be shot. He didn't want to be killed. All Malay. So Rebbe told the calf, Zil, lekach nitzarta. Go be the shot. This is what you're made for. This is what why you were created. Amri, so they said in Shemayim, Hoyo v'loicha merachem. Since Rebbe wasn't merachem, Avriyas, leisur ala yisur. And that's why Rebbe got yisur. What's Shachnis Gemara? Rebbe was right. Every person that shechs a behemoth, he has to worry that there's a masorah called a rachma al abriyas. He's not having rachmanis. That's what the behemoth is made for. That's what the Eibush gave a whole parasha of Shkita for. What's the time on Rebbe? But says of us the back title, the final bracha. But look at it in the hair. He says that in Ochanami, if a person wants the shech of the heka, he has the right to shech of the heka. But if the behema comes to him, if the eagle comes under his coat and is crying for protection, then it's a different story. If he's crying for protection, he's coming to you for protection. He's coming to you to save him. Then you have to have Rachmanis on him. And if Rebbe said, Zil attacked my tzarka, that was a tanya. And that was a psar in the Kalam Racham al Abiyas. Don't shake the Zimor and Momatsiyah. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying in Sikhus. Kidalim uperoshim dofakmu glosecha. We're saying to the Eivishter, we know, it's Hariku Pneya. We're scared, you're coming with nothing. We're coming with no susan. Kidalim uperoshim like Popus. But glosecha dofakmu rachmu vachamu. But we're coming to you for protection. And if we're coming to you for protection, we're coming close to you. We want to come under your tail. And if we're coming to you for protection, that itself merits that you should have our promise on us. And this is what Slichus is all about. And this is what Yom Le'Ram is all about. On one hand, we have to realize the Gevaldike Pachad, the Gevaldike Eima that we have to have as we approach without any susan. But on the other hand, you have to have the tukkah that if you want to become close to the Eishta now, and come close doesn't just mean ask for protection. Come close means everything else that it means, that we have to come close to the Eishta. Now we're in a different anhoga. Yom Le'Ron, we have to work on ourselves to be able to become closer people to the Eishta. And if we're coming closer to him, then the midas are rachamim. Glosecha dofakmu rachmu vachamim. The midas are rachamim of the Eivisha. That midas are rachamim won't turn us away. No al tshivei nereka mokhamim.